FERC Winter Outlook warns of tight conditions, written by Holden Mann and read by an automated voice. FERC staff expect grid operators will have adequate generating resources to meet demand across the United States under normal conditions during the coming winter months, presenters said at the Commission's monthly open meeting November 20. However, difficult to predict severe weather events could create tight supply conditions in some areas and require operational mitigations to avoid reliability issues, they warned. Presenting FERC's 2025 to 2026 Winter Energy Market and Electric Reliability Assessment, Eric Primos, of the Office of Technical Reporting and Economics, told commissioners the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration predicts higher than average temperatures across most of the southern continental U.S. for the winter months of December, January, and February. Only in the northernmost states are mildly lower than average temperatures expected. For this reason, the U.S. Energy Information Administration predicts the number of nationwide heating degree days, a metric that measures how cold a given location is by comparing its average outdoor temperatures to a reference temperature, to drop by about 8% from the previous winter. Multiple states in the west and southeast U.S. are also either likely to develop drought conditions over the winter or to see current droughts continue, Primos said. These dry conditions could significantly reduce hydroelectric output in WECC, disrupt fuel deliveries, and impair cooling for power plants in the central U.S., and elevate wildfire risk across the country, he said. Despite the warmer conditions, and a slight expected increase in natural gas production from last year, Primos said gas prices are expected to be higher at most hubs than they were last winter. Henry Hub futures averaged $4.39 per MM2 as of November 4, up 26% from last winter's settled average of $3.49 per MM2. FERC's report attributed the rise to growing demand for gas in the South Central region. Possible explanations for rising prices at other hubs include competition with other regions for LNG at the Algonquin City Gates hub, potential supply constraints at Transco Zone 6, and infrastructure constraints at both SoCal City Gate and PG&E City Gate in California. However, gas storage inventories stood at 3,915 BCF at the beginning of the withdrawal season, near the top of the five-year range, and are expected to remain relatively robust through winter, helping to moderate price volatility. Solar batteries lead capacity additions. On the electricity side, Shannon Zarrett of OTERE told commissioners that EIAA predicts total electricity consumption of 1,035 terawatt hours this winter, slightly less than the 1,041 terawatt hours recorded the previous winter, but still higher than the five-year average. Zarrett said the greatest use is expected in the residential sector, at 387 terawatt hours, followed by commercial users at 359 terawatt hours and industrial at 254 terawatt hours. Electricity usage in the commercial sector is projected at 5% above its five-year average, Zarrett said, with EIAA attributing the rise in part to data centers in the PJM region. EIAA forecasts the electric sector to have new generation capacity totaling 64.7 gigawatts this winter, comprising 25.7 gigawatts of generation completed between March and November and 39 gigawatts expected between December and February 2026. The new generation is offset by 2.4 gigawatts of retirements already completed by November and 6.2 gigawatts of further retirements expected by February. Most of the retirements are coal-fired plants, while solar generation accounts for half of the capacity additions and batteries 30%. NERC senior engineer Robert Tallman shared a summary of the ERO's Winter Reliability Assessment, published November 18. That report found that several subregions face elevated risk for outages this winter if they experience severe weather, with the highest risk in the WECC Northwest and Basin subregions, ERCOT, CERC Reliability Central and East subregions, and the Northeast Power Coordinating Council's New England and Canadian Maritime Provinces subregions. Asked by FERC Chair Laura Swett whether gas production in the U.S. will keep pace with demand this winter, Primos said the elevated production, along with precautions taken by producers, gave cause for optimism. We've seen producers really focus on improving winterization, in terms of preventing equipment failure and wellhead freeze-offs, and really trying to maintain as much production as possible on their system during these winter weather events, Primos said. This strategy was effective last winter, as we saw the collaboration of producers, pipelines, and storage operators all work together to help meet peak record demand, and we expect that to be the case again this winter.